Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Temperatures are starting to creep up. We're back up to 32 degrees. Yep, it's still cold, but today's the day we see a reverse of wind and warmer temperatures are on the way. So with some rain, I'll show you when.
The superintendent of Durham Public Schools has resigned. This as school board members will meet tonight about ongoing pay issues. Coming up, what the former superintendent is sharing about his resignation only on WRAL.
Plus, two people were killed in a fire in Cumberland County. The WRAL breaking news tracker was there on that scene as crews battled those flames. Lots to tell you about here. 8 o'clock on our Thursday morning, Friday Eve, right? I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Ken Smith, of course. Chilly morning.
Yeah.
But we're expecting a reprieve.
Yeah. Very soon.
Yeah. Let's get back to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner, the WRAL Severe Weather Center, tracking it all for us.
And taking a live look at Durham, you can see the clouds that have started to roll in. Still plenty of sunshine. You can see the shadows here at the DBAP and, of course, the tower there all shining in the sun. 32 degrees is our temperature in the triangle. We are not looking at windy conditions today. It was a little breezy yesterday and the day before, so no wind chill. But we still have some temperatures in the 20s right now. 29 Goldsboro, 28 Southern Pines, 25 in Roxboro. But it's 32 now in Fayetteville, 30 in Clinton, and in South Hill. Hour by hour, temperatures will climb to around 60 this afternoon. We will see some high thin cloud cover from time to time, but today stays dry. Now tomorrow, we start to move into that wetter pattern. It'll be nice and mild with a high of 62, but we'll have the potential for an isolated shower on and off during the day. A chance of it on Saturday, but potentially a slightly better chance for Friday. Then Sunday and Monday look like the wet days where we could see rain for most of the day. So we're talking about, you know, as many as 4 days in a row of rain. I'll show you how much that will be total coming up, Brian.
It's 8:02 right now, Elizabeth, and as we take a look at traffic around the triangle, we still have a crash reported on Raleigh Boulevard at Poole Road. Some good news, though, in the past couple of minutes, it looks like those northbound delays on Raleigh Boulevard have started to ease up. Still seeing a little bit of a backup, though, on the westbound side of Poole Road approaching Raleigh Boulevard. They're getting that crash cleared, but we're still seeing a few lingering backups. Just getting reports of a crash on the southeast side of Raleigh, working to get some details about that one. Also watching traffic build in the usual spots like 440 westbound between 87 and Capitol Boulevard. 540 starting to get busy there between Lewisburg Road and Capitol Boulevard. In Durham, northbound traffic on 885 is a little slow this morning between I-40 up toward TW Alexander Drive. And we are watching for some sun glare delays on the south side of Durham. This is the camera at I-40 at Barbie Road with eastbound traffic heading away from us. It's a little busy out there, slowing down just a little bit, but not seeing big backups this morning in South Durham. About a 3-minute delay on 40 eastbound from 15501 out to 885. And as you head by the airport toward Cary, about a 2-minute delay on 40 eastbound. As you head out this morning, listen to us on the radio at 99.3 FM in Raleigh and 96.5 FM in Durham as we keep an eye on the ride around the triangle. Do want to update you about that crash on 95 northbound in the Eastover area. This is just north of Murphy Road, not too far from the 95 Business Interchange. You can see the activity there in the top part of the screen. The left lane of 95 northbound remains closed right now, and you can see that back up extending from right around Murphy Road to just beyond that 95 Business Interchange. Once you hit 295, traffic's flowing freely.
Brian, thanks. Durham Public Schools now looking for a new superintendent after Pascal Mbenga announced his resignation effective immediately. It's another new challenge for the district as that ongoing pay issue continues. Mbenga spoke about his decision in an interview you'll only see on WRAL. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us now with what's next for the district. Kelsey.
Ken Mbenga says resigning was a mutual decision and the school board will be meeting later tonight. They'll be talking about those ongoing pay issues that we've been telling you about for the past several weeks. Mbenga only spoke with WRAL about his resignation. He says these last few weeks have been chaotic and he apologized.
I'll say this, my apologies to the Durham community. Our kids, our families, they deserve better. It's very unfortunate that we get to this point. But there are a lot of great things that we have at Durham Public Schools. And we have qualified folks with a good intent and good folks that will be able to continue this work.
The school board released findings of an internal review on the pay issue. It shows the former CFO knew last February that the true cost of raises would double once years of service were calculated. But he didn't tell the board. Mumbanga found out in November and called for an investigation. Deputy Superintendent Nicholas King will act as superintendent until an interim is named. We'll stay on top of what happens during tonight's meeting and keep you posted. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Durham.
Well, Durham Mayor Leonardo Williams says he's only knows so much about the situation with the district, but understands there's been an error with salaries. Williams says he does not understand whether resigning or firing anyone truly solves the issue.
This is overall just a very unfortunate situation. People resigning or people getting fired, I still don't know how that solves the issue of, you know, the pay discrepancy and children been able to get their learning time back.
Williams also told us it's important the district to clearly communicate to employees about what went wrong and how a similar issue will be avoided in the future.
Two people are dead after a fire at a home in Cumberland County. Crews responded to a home on Morrison Avenue in Spring Lake just before 11 last night. WRL Breaking News Tracker was at that scene as they worked to fight the fire. We're working to find out the names of the people who died and the cause of that fire. The SBI and ATF were at that scene overnight investigating.
New this morning, we're working to learn what caused a fire on Garner Road. Crews responded just after 3 this morning to a call of a structure fire near Bragg Street. Firefighters were able to quickly put out the flames, though. Officials say no one was inside that building and no one was hurt.
Police in Raleigh are working to make arrests after a meeting to sell items through social media turned into an armed robbery. This happened just after 8 last night on Peter Court. It's just off Garner Road. Police say two men approached the victim in the parking lot, and one of them pulled out a gun. The victim also pulled out a gun, and there was an exchange of gunfire at that point. The two men ran off. The victim stayed and cooperated with police. One building and 3 vehicles were hit with bullets. No one was hurt.
Well, today, the U.S. Supreme Court will hear a case that could have a big effect on the presidential election. Justices will hear arguments about whether former President Trump should be kept off the ballot in Colorado over his role in the January 6th riot. Extra security fencing is up around the U.S. Supreme Court this morning, and people have been camping out overnight ahead of that hearing. Colorado's Supreme Court ruled in December Trump should be left off the ballot there because of the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. It disqualified public officials who have engaged in insurrection from ever serving again. 2 states, Colorado and Maine, have determined this ban applies to Trump. Trump and his legal team disagrees, arguing there's no legal basis and that blocking him from the ballot would cause chaos and bedlam.
New this morning, authorities in Robinson County say a former UNC Pembroke student has died after a shooting that led to an active shooter alert on campus. Campus police responded to a shots fired call just before 5 yesterday afternoon near a university apartment complex. Police say they found shell casings at that scene and later found a gunshot victim off campus. That person was airlifted to a hospital and later died. There'll be counselors on campus today, and all classes scheduled before 11 this morning are canceled.
Today, the body of Harnett County Deputy Chris Johnson, killed in a crash on Tuesday, will be escorted to a funeral home in Clinton. More than 50 law enforcement vehicles will leave Betsy Johnson Hospital in Dunn around 11 o'clock this morning. The crash happened Tuesday in Lillington. This is video of that crash scene. Yesterday, we learned Johnson's Dodge Charger crossed the center line and collided with a tractor trailer near State Highway 210. The impact caused his patrol car to spin and collide with another car behind that tractor trailer. A funeral service will be held for Johnson next Tuesday at Central Baptist Church in Dunn.
The city of Raleigh will host another chance to learn about plans for an alternative response program for mental health emergencies. Tonight's forum starts at 8 at Hayes Barton United Methodist Church. The new program would involve more social workers and peer support and help connect people to mental health professionals. Program leaders also say it reduces the stigma of police and builds community trust.
We're coming up on 8:10 this morning. You may have noticed more people at work or even at school getting sick recently. Coming up, a nursing professor explains why the number of people with respiratory illnesses is ticking up.
Plus, weighing your luggage at the airport can be a hassle, right? But one airline is now weighing passengers as well. We'll explain what the airline says about the privacy concerns.
And after a cold start this morning, our temperatures are about to dramatically warm up. With that, though, comes more moisture. I'll show you which days over the weekend will be wettest and how much rain we can see before it moves out.
Say that White Lake has a good look, good feel to it right now. 8:12 is the time on your Thursday morning as you look live at White Lake, watching WRL News available on YouTube TV and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. Now, I didn't say I was going to dip a toe in that water because that's still probably pretty cold. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center. We were below freezing at one point today.
Yeah, it's nippy for now. But, you know, that water tends to warm up pretty quickly, that sunshine there in eastern North Carolina. We take a live look at Goldsboro, Apex, and Chapel Hill, and you can start to see some high, thin cloud cover that's streaming in. This is all ahead of a system that's going to bring us a gray day for tomorrow and a few sprinkles. So we'll see those clouds thickening up as we get through the day. Chapel Hill's courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant, and, of course, there's our newsroom in Fayetteville. This is the system that is headed our way. It's the same one that brought all that heavy rain to Southern California, but it is no longer bringing a lot of trouble to the country as it moves east. Definitely some wintry precipitation along with it. And there's another system that is back here across parts of the desert southwest, bringing some snow and some rain. For us, we've seen this high pressure system for much of the week, and that's kept things nice and dry for us. That's going to move out and make way for this next front. Now, tomorrow morning, we'll start off here at 5 a.m. It'll be cloudy. We'll have a few light showers that roll through. You can see there at 8 o'clock, it's not covering the entire viewing area, but there could be a few light sprinkles here and there. That's lunchtime, some of those down in our southern counties. And again, around 5-6 o'clock, an isolated shower could swing through. That's a little bit wetter. This is a brand new run that just came in a few minutes ago. It's a little bit wetter than the previous run. So if we continue to trend that way, we've got a 30% chance of rain in the forecast for Friday. But we're definitely starting to trend a little bit wetter. Yesterday, we were keeping Friday dry, but the new high-resolution models are showing a better chance for rain now on Friday. Saturday still looks okay. This is going to be right around lunchtime, early afternoon on Saturday. It wouldn't be out of the question to see a little light rain on Saturday. This is 10 p.m. on Friday, and you can watch this little band kind of sneaking in. That's Saturday morning at 8 a.m., and there's lunchtime. Now, the high-resolution models aren't really showing much rain for Saturday, but those long-range models still kind of hanging on to it. So can't promise that it won't rain. We got a 20% chance in for Saturday. But the big event really happens as we get into the day Sunday. Sorry, I rolled right through that. We're looking at a good chance of at least some light to steady rain on Sunday for a good bit of the day. And then on Monday, some even heavier rain rolls in, and that's going to bring us really the best chance of rain that we'll end up seeing with this whole event. Let's take a look at some of those rainfall potential totals. For Friday, Saturday, and Sunday combined, it's likely to be 1/2 inch to 1 inch. So you can see it's just not a lot of rain. But on Monday, we'll add another inch to that. So Monday on its own could be about 1 inch of rain, all total, 1.5 to 2 to 2.5 inches total for the whole system. On Sunday, we're going to see some scattered light rain, 62 for the high. Over in Las Vegas, it looks sunny but cool at 55 degrees for your Super Bowl forecast. Again, Monday looks fairly wet. Tuesday, we'll see the rain tapering off. As soon as the system moves out, all these warm temperatures are out of here for Valentine's Day. We'll see sunshine and 58, maybe a little bit cool for eating dinner outside with your Valentine, Brian.
All right. It's now 8:15 as we take a look at traffic around the Triangle. All new, a couple of crashes in downtown Raleigh, both of these apparently with injuries. One at Peace Street at Boylan Avenue. I'm not seeing big delays through there just yet, but there are reports that some lanes are blocked. Also at Blount and Edenton, we are seeing some pretty heavy delays on Edenton Street coming in from the east side of Raleigh there, so allow some extra time through those intersections this morning. Not too far from the Beltline, we have a report of a crash on Lake Boone Trail right around the 440 interchange. Some pretty heavy delays showing up through there. It's apparently a minor crash, but of course that's a very busy interchange during the morning commute. So we're seeing some backups on some of the ramps, especially from 440 westbound onto Lake Boone Trail. Good news over on the east side of Raleigh, that earlier crash at Poole Road at Raleigh Boulevard apparently has cleared. We're looking at traffic moving along pretty well through that area. Elsewhere around Wake County, not seeing any big delay showing up right now on I-40 through Garner. A little bit of a slowdown perhaps on US 1 northbound leaving Apex. In Durham, a little bit of a backup on the northbound side of 885, still between I-40 up toward TW Alexander Drive, but 40 eastbound is looking a lot better as you come in from the Chapel Hill area. Went ahead to Cumberland County, checking on Eastover and that crash on 95 northbound, just north of Murphy Road. You can see that activity there in the distance. It looks like traffic's flowing a little more freely through there, but still you're going to run into some delays north of Murphy Road through that 95 business interchange up toward 295.
We have a breaking update on a story we've been following about that military
helicopter crash in California. Just minutes ago, the military says that the five U.S. Marines aboard the helicopter that went down in the mountains outside San Diego are confirmed dead. Authorities say the helicopter vanished late Tuesday night during stormy weather while returning to an air station in San Diego. It was training at Creech Air Force Base, northwest of Las Vegas. The helicopter was discovered Wednesday morning in Pine Valley. That's about an hour's drive from San Diego.
Well, police investigating after a train derailed in upstate New York overnight. Officials say a 94-car Norfolk Southern train derailed from the tracks. 10 of those cars jumped the tracks, and two of them ended up in the Hoosick River. Several cars were carrying plastic pellets and industrial rapeseed oil. Officials say no hazardous materials are involved and no injuries are reported at this time.
Six people are unaccounted for after this house was set on fire following a shooting that wounded two police officers. This all happened in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, as police responded to this home yesterday afternoon. There was a report of an 11-year-old girl being shot, and when they got there, a gunman started shooting from inside that home at officers. Two of them were hit. They are expected to survive. Officials said they wouldn't be able to check the home completely until this morning because of the threat of the gunman possibly still being in there and the fire not being completely out.
Well, back at home, people who live on Martin Street in Raleigh are left shaken by recent shootings, and they're trying to get help from city leaders and keep their neighborhoods safe. Dozens of people attended a meeting last night calling for action from police and city officials. WREL has reported on three shootings on Martin Street in recent months. Neighbors want to see more officers patrolling the streets. Now, we spoke with one man who preferred not to go on camera for safety reasons.
My wife and two of her pregnant friends were walking home early December, and they missed one of the shootings that happened on Martin and Haywood by a matter of minutes.
Well, during the meeting, neighbors met with City Councilman Corey Branch and police officers who patrol the downtown district and shared their frustrations. Branch says the city manager and police chief are talking about funding for additional technology and officers.
Five on Your Side has confirmed 12 more cancer cases in people who spent time at NC State's Poe Hall. Monday, our team reported 40 cancer cases connected to the building. So that brings the total number now to 52 right now. And at this point, the cases haven't been linked to toxic chemicals found inside Poe Hall. Some employees and students have criticized the university for how it's handled the situation. And now an employee has called for a vote of no confidence against Chancellor Randy Woodson and other high-ranking university officials.
New this morning, a revolutionary new satellite that will give scientists a look at Earth's marine life is now in space.
3, 2, 1, booster ignition.
A rocket carrying NASA's PACE satellite launched from Cape Canaveral just after 1 o'clock this morning. The mission is expected to shed light on how aerosols and clouds serve as indicators for ocean health and global warming. It will join a fleet of more than two dozen NASA Earth science missions currently circulating the Earth. As we move away from the COVID-19 pandemic, people are abandoning flu and COVID vaccines and other safety measures. Gary Bumgarten explains how some health experts say it could be contributing to the higher numbers of hospitalizations from respiratory illnesses.
Tis the season for the sniffles, coughs, fevers, sore throats, and more. So if you're feeling under the weather, you are not alone.
Pandemic precautions, those things are dwindling, and hence we're being exposed to more respiratory viruses than we have last year.
Libby Richards of Purdue University School of Nursing says the best way to protect yourself from things like the flu and COVID-19 is to get vaccinated. But the CDC is reporting decreases in the number of Americans rolling up their sleeves for the coronavirus jab and says roughly 10 million fewer kids and adults this year got a flu shot.
Compared to this time point last year, we are seeing a higher rate of hospitalizations from the flu and RSV.
And with so many different respiratory viruses going around,
it's likely that some people are becoming infected with different viruses back to back.
Since the COVID-19 pandemic, school districts say more parents have been keeping their kids home from school if they're sick. But with many districts reporting high numbers of chronic student absences, a growing number of schools are recommending parents send their kids to class even if they have a mild sickness. Meanwhile, doctors say there's still time to get a flu shot if you haven't gotten one yet, citing how cases usually peak in March but last until May.
As Gary Bungard reporting, a new airline will begin weighing not only luggage, but passengers as they board. Finnair, a Finnish airline, says the strategy will help them better estimate the weight of the plane before takeoff. The policy is voluntary, and the airline says it does not collect passenger names or booking numbers when they get that weight data. The airline has already collected data from about 600 volunteers, and we reported back in May Air New Zealand would also begin weighing passengers. After weeks of problems for Durham Public Schools, the superintendent has now resigned. What we know about the future leadership for the district and the ongoing pay issues.
And does your boss ever call you outside of your normal work hours? Well, a proposed bill in one country would make it illegal for your bosses to expect you to answer. We'll explain.
Car tuned to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning at 8:26. I'm Ken Smith. You look out your window, you see bright sunny skies, but it's chilly outside. Let's bring in meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner and the WRAL Severe Weather Center.
If you don't like the cold weather, this is the coldest morning that we'll see for a while. Once we get back into, say, the middle of next week, it turns colder again. But some warmer air is headed our way. We also have a little bit of cloud cover that's showing up here in Chapel Hill. We'll see those clouds increasing as we get through the day. Temperatures kind of creeping back up closer to freezing. Still 32 in Fayetteville, 28 Southern Pines, 27 Lewis, 30 in Goldsboro, Irwin, and South Hill. So we're on the way for a warm-up. Our winds will shift around lunchtime to southerly, and that will bring our temperatures up to around 60 this afternoon. If you're exercising this evening, temperatures will be in the 50s. We have warm temperatures in our forecast Friday through Monday, but we'll also have some showers each day. Brian?
Elizabeth, watching a couple of crashes in downtown Raleigh right now, one at Peace and Boylan, another at Blunt at Edenton. And look at those delays on Edenton Street showing up on our sensors there from Sewell Avenue all the way back toward Blunt Street. So allow some extra time there on Edenton this morning. It might be a little while before that's cleared. Also, a report of a minor crash at Lake Boone Trail near 440 in Raleigh. Even though it's a minor crash, it's causing some big problems on the ramps. Seeing some backups in both directions at 440 trying to get off at that Lake Boone Trail interchange. And also look out for some delays on 885 this morning between I-40 up toward TW Alexander Drive.
Durham Public Schools Superintendent Dr. Pascal Mubenga has resigned. Mubenga says he and the board mutually came to that decision. Tonight, the school board will meet to discuss the ongoing employee pay dispute. Next on Fox 50, an update on the house fire in Spring Lake that left two people dead. And ahead on today, Sylvester Stallone and his family live in studio about season two of their hit reality show.
Shot in 4K ultra-high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Blue skies over Pinehurst this morning. It's been a cold start, but today's the day of change. Our temperatures will warm up, but we'll also cloud up and see some rain as we get into the weekend. I'll show you when.
Also, after weeks of back and forth over pay issues, Durham Public Schools superintendent has resigned. In an interview you'll see only on WRAL, Pascal Mugenga talks about why he made that decision.
A Harnett County deputy killed in a crash this week will be escorted home this morning. Deputy Chris Johnson's colleagues remember him as a family man. You will hear from one of them. Sad week, tough for that community, certainly. I want to thank you for joining us here and staying with us at 8:30. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Ken Smith. It's a chilly start to the morning, but we're getting a warm-up later in the week and maybe tomorrow, for that matter. Let's welcome back meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center.
We just took a look at Pinehurst, where the sky is almost completely blue. And then let's take a look at Durham, where we're starting to see some clouds thickening up. We are going to see increasing clouds as we get through the day. Our wind is going to shift to southerly, and that's going to draw in some moisture. So today will feel different than yesterday. We also had some breezy conditions yesterday and the day before, and the wind should be fairly light today. It is 32 in the Triangle area right now. We take a look at some of the other spots across the region. Lots of temperatures near freezing. 32 Goldsboro and Clinton, 32 in Fayetteville, 28 still in Southern Pines, and 27 in Roxborough. We take a look at our forecast, and we're looking at, say, 60 degrees for this afternoon. As we see our wind shifting, it'll bring us warmer air than we saw yesterday. And then eventually some showers as well. For Friday, some of the high-resolution models now are starting to see some patchy light rain. I'll show you that coming up in just a few minutes. We'll also have a small chance on Saturday, but a pretty good chance of rain on Sunday and Monday. I'll show you how much rain total through the weekend coming up. Brian?
It is just about 8:32 right now. Still watching these crashes in downtown Raleigh, one at Peace Street at Boylan Avenue. That doesn't look like it's causing a big problem right now, but we do have a crash reported at Blunt at Edenton Street. We're seeing some big delays on Edenton Street, several blocks long as you approach that Blunt Street intersection. So allow some extra time. You might use Oakwood Avenue as a good alternate route. Looks like things are getting better in the western part of Raleigh with that minor crash reported at Lake Boone Trail near 440. Some of those delays on 440 are starting to ease here in the past few minutes. As we take a look around the rest of Wake County, the usual backups coming in from Wake Forest, although this morning they're not that bad, only adding about 5 minutes to that overall ride from 98 down to 540. And Lewisburg Road out of Rollsville is looking fine this morning. It's not until you hit 540 that you run into some delays on that westbound side. On the northbound side of 885, we're watching a little congestion there in South Durham. Here's a look at that live camera at 885 at Cornwallis Road. Heading on out toward TW Alexander, you're going to run into about a 6 minute backup on 885. Once you get to Alexander up toward Ellis Road, traffic's flowing freely toward 147. And we're still watching some lingering delays in Eastover in Cumberland County with a crash on 95 northbound just north of Murphy Road. You can see the red there showing up on the map pretty clearly. Once you get up to the 295 Highway 13 interchange there a little farther to the north, traffic's flowing freely.
Durham Public School leaders now have to search for a new superintendent. Pascal Mubenga issued his immediate resignation last night. Mubenga spoke about his decision in an interview you'll see only on WREL. Kelsey Coffey is outside the Durham Public Schools offices this morning. His resignation coming ahead of a meeting tonight to discuss those pay issues. And his resignation may have shocked a lot of people, Kelsey.
Jeff Mubenga says resigning was a mutual decision between him and the board. The school board will be meeting again tonight. They'll talk about those ongoing pay issues that we've been telling you about for weeks. Mubenga spoke only to WREL about his resignation. He says these last few weeks have been chaotic, and he apologized. He says he's grateful to the Durham community, and now is the time for him to retire.
These folks are really well equipped to be able to continue the work that I started with them. So no regret on my end, and I know the district is going to be in a good hand.
The school board released findings of an internal review on the pay issue. It shows the former CFO knew last February that the true cost of raises would double once years of service were calculated, but he didn't tell the board. Mubenga found out in November and called for an investigation. Deputy Superintendent Nicholas King will act as superintendent until an interim is named. We'll stay on top of what happens during tonight's meeting and keep you updated. Kelsey Coffey, WREL News, live in Durham.
Well, two people are dead after a fire at a home in Cumberland County. Crews responded to a home on Morrison Avenue in Spring Lake just before 11 last night. The WREL Breaking News Tracker was at that scene as firefighters worked to put out the flames. We're working to find out the names of the two people who died and the cause of that fire. The SBI and ATF were also at that scene investigating overnight. Well, new this morning, we're working to learn what caused the fire on Garner Road. Crews responded just after 3 this morning to a call of a structure fire near Bragg Street. Firefighters were able to quickly put out that fire. Officials say no one was inside that building and no one was hurt.
There is security fencing that's up around the Supreme Court this morning, where you're looking live right now. It's all in preparation of a first-of-its-kind hearing today to see if former President Donald Trump should be kept off the ballot because of his role in the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. The case centers around the ballot in Colorado right now, but the outcome could affect the presidential election nationwide. Trump has denied any wrongdoing, but in December, Colorado Supreme Court ruled that Trump should not be allowed on that state's ballot under the terms of the 14th Amendment. Trump and his legal team disagree, arguing there's no legal basis and that blocking Trump from the ballot would cause what he calls chaos and bedlam. Trump is not expected to be at the Supreme Court today as the justices consider this case.
The family of Amari Goss, the 24-year-old who was shot and killed on Poole Road in Raleigh on Monday, will honor his life today with a balloon release. It will happen around 6 o'clock on Newbern Avenue near the Alamo Draft House Theater. A 14-year-old is in custody charged with Goss's murder. The shooting happened around 3:30 Monday afternoon. Police say Goss died after being shot several times.
Also today, the body of Harnett County Deputy Chris Johnson, killed in a car crash Tuesday, will be escorted to a funeral home in Clinton. More than 50 law enforcement vehicles will leave Betsy Johnson Hospital in Dunn around 11 this morning. The crash happened Tuesday in Lillington, and this is video of that scene. Yesterday, we learned Johnson's Dodge Charger crossed over the center line and collided with a tractor trailer near NC Highway 210. The impact caused his patrol car to spin out and collide with a car traveling behind the tractor trailer. Harnett County Sheriff Wayne Coates told us Johnson was a family man who loved his wife and four children.
My message would be today to pray for this family. They're hurting. Their world's been turned upside down as well as ours. But we'll get through this. God will get us through this, and he's going to protect that family, and he's going to look after them.
Sheriff Coates says Deputy Johnson would often talk about looking forward to retirement. A funeral service will be held Tuesday for Johnson at Central Baptist Church in Dunn.
We're learning more from Disney CEO Bob Iger about the newly announced partnership with Cary-based Epic Games. It's $1.5 billion worth of investments from Disney to have a minority stake in the maker of Fortnite. Iger said it'll be a means for people to play, watch, and even shop for digital items. Epic Games CEO Tim Sweeney was quoted in a press release statement from Disney that the companies are collaborating to create an open economy. Iger noted this is a very timely deal, especially because of how many hours Gen Alpha, Z, and millennials spend on social media.
A prominent man in North Carolina politics could soon take on a bigger role. Michael Whatley is currently the chairman of the state Republican Party, but could soon become the chairman for the Republican National Party. New York Times and CNN are reporting Ronna McDaniel, the current RNC chairwoman, plans to step down. Donald Trump's team has floated some names to replace her, including Whatley's. He is currently the RNC's general counsel.
Well, today, the Downtown Raleigh Alliance plans to release its first look at plans for the revitalization of Fayetteville Street. The new recommendations are part of an economic development strategy from the Downtown Raleigh Alliance and the City of Raleigh. Officials say Fayetteville Street has lagged behind other areas in post-pandemic recovery. The Downtown Raleigh Alliance says it will unveil a more comprehensive downtown-wide report later this year.
Attorneys say the man charged with negligent child abuse in the death of his 9-year-old son is expected to be in court this morning. 40-year-old Shashikant Tiwari is now facing charges in this case, 2 months after his wife Priyanka was charged with murdering their son in Morrisville. According to arrest warrants, the father willingly left his son in his wife's care, knowing she was in a state of mental decline.
An affordable housing project in Raleigh's Idlewild neighborhood is one step closer to reality. The city provided $700,000 in grant money. That money could be matched by Wake County. North Carolina Central basketball coach Lavelle Moten is spearheading the project. Idlewild was the first place in Raleigh where formerly enslaved people could own their own homes. Once the new project is complete, there will be 18 cottage-style homes, 14 for sale, 4 for rent. The county plans to vote on funding on March 5th.
8:40 is the time right now, 20 before 9, and a volcano is erupting again in Iceland after nearby townspeople were just allowed back in their homes from the last one. Coming up, the popular tourist area that is also being affected by that lava flow.
Also, as some local hospitals end pediatric care, there might be a new children's hospital in the making. More on the new project just ahead.
And we'll give you this live look right now over Warrenton. It is cloudy there, it is cold there, and just about everywhere. And after the break, meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will tell us when the warm-up is coming.
Welcome back at 8:43 as we take a live look at Lake Gaston this morning. This is some cloud cover hanging over the lake, but that's likely to be a welcoming destination this weekend when we're experiencing some spring-like temperatures. Let's welcome in meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner into a conversation with what's happening outside right now, Elizabeth.
We're seeing varying conditions across the area right now. Take a live look at Fayetteville. We're seeing lots of blue sky here, but there are places where we're seeing the clouds rolling in, and it is going to be a cloudy weekend with rain on and off Friday, Saturday, Sunday, even Monday, and possibly even into Tuesday. So we're about to move into a fairly wet pattern. We take a look at our temperatures currently at RDU, looking at 32 degrees. Our dew point's 26, so it's still fairly dry, but we'll begin to moisten up the atmosphere a bit and have the potential for a few isolated showers for tomorrow and Saturday, and then some more widespread rain on Sunday and Monday. We are looking at warmer temperatures, though, 60 degrees for the high this afternoon. That'll bump us up above where we were yesterday when we were in the low to mid 50s. 28 still in Roxborough. It's 30 in Lewisburg, 32 in Roanoke Rapids and in Durham. It's 30 in Siler City right now. So even with all that sunshine, it's still cold out there this morning. 28 in Sanford, 32 in Smithfield and Fayetteville, 27 in Sanford right now. Around town, looking at 60 for the high in Raleigh, 59 Durham, 61 in Fayetteville. So it'll be mild, but there may be some cloud cover that moves in. This high pressure system rotating clockwise has been feeding in some cool air. That all changes today. That high is going to shift eastward, and you can see some cloud cover back to the west as the high moves across our area. It's going to shift us to add more of this cloud cover and bring us some warmth, too. As that high moves eastward, on the backside of the high, we'll see warmer conditions, but it'll also be more moist. You can see the color is changing from the arrows to blue, from blue to red, and that's an indication of the warmer temperatures that we'll see. 60 today, 62 for tomorrow. Our normal highs in the mid-50s. We jump to mid-70s on Saturday, and I wish that I could say Saturday looks like a great day to get outside. It doesn't look like it's going to pour down rain all day, but we do have the chance for some scattered light rain. Sunday and Monday, though, look like we'll see more all-day rain-type events. We take a look at temperatures in the morning. 33 is our normal low, so what we've been seeing this morning is not far from normal, but we jump into the 50s Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, really eliminating any potential that anything would be frozen out of this system. But winter is not completely over. February 15th through the 21st, we have the potential for a below normal temperature, so it may get chilly again. Not promising that there'll be any precipitation, though, that goes along with it. Of course, this year, all the precipitation that we've seen has come along with some warmer temperatures. Some scattered rain Friday, a small chance Saturday, and then a good chance of some more widespread coverage for us on Sunday and Monday. We get to Valentine's Day, and we're back to dry conditions, but some cooler temperatures, too. Sunny day on Wednesday with a high of 58. It's probably going to be a little cool for dinner outside, but if you can find yourself a heater, that might not be too bad. We'll take a look at our temperatures again, looking at mild conditions until we get to Tuesday, and then we're back into the 50s for highs. Brian?
It is 8:46. Elizabeth, quick traffic update. Some breaking news. We're getting our first look at that crash in downtown Raleigh at Blount and Edenton Street. Live pictures from the WRL Breaking News Tracker showing us the scene there. And you can see where they do have a lot of that intersection closed right now. It looks like traffic on that eastbound side, or rather that westbound side of Edenton Street approaching Blount Street is badly backed up for several blocks this morning as they work to get this cleared. You can see that an ambulance is on the scene. That is a crash with injuries. All that traffic is being diverted onto Blount Street there. So try to avoid that intersection if you can. It looks like it may be a little while yet before everything's clear there in downtown Raleigh.
And we're getting our first look at the 2024 Paris Olympic medals. This is new video of the official unveiling in Paris. The top finishers will be rewarded with a piece of the Eiffel Tower. Literally, organizers reveal that the medals the athletes receive will be set with hexagon-shaped tokens made out of scrap metal from the Eiffel Tower itself. And they sit in the center of the gold, silver, and bronze medals, and you can see those grooves evoking light rays bursting outwards. The idea was to link the games with the symbols of France. WRL will be your Olympic headquarters starting July 26th.
Looking forward to that. Our news continues now. A man accused of killing two people in Robinson County has turned himself into authorities. Jamont Smith of Red Springs surrendered to Robinson County investigators last night. He's charged with murder in the shooting deaths of Lisa Locklear and Lenny Locklear on Monday in the community of Shannon. The sheriff's office says more arrests are likely as the investigation continues. Authorities in Texas say a stabbing of a Palestinian American man in Austin meets the definition of a hate crime. 23-year-old Zachariah Doar was stabbed Sunday during a pro-Palestinian protest. Police say a man tried to rip down a flagpole with a scarf that read Free Palestine. He then allegedly stabbed Doar during a fight. The district attorney will make the final decision on whether hate crime charges are warranted.
An Ohio man is charged with threatening to kill North Carolina Senator Todd Johnson and his family. Johnson represents Union and Cabarrus counties. 38-year-old Nicholas Daniels was arrested Tuesday. Authorities say he used Facebook Messenger to send threats to Johnson, saying he was going to kill him, his wife, and his children. Daniels appeared in court Wednesday and denied those accusations, claiming his Facebook account had been hacked. He is in the Wake County Jail on $100,000 bond.
Breaking news now, a volcano near Iceland's top tourist attraction is once again erupting. Lava fountains started shooting in the air at the volcano near Grindavik just a few hours ago. Some people who live nearby say this eruption seems larger than the others. The volcano is near Iceland's famous Blue Lagoon tourist attraction. People who live in the nearby town had just recently been able to return home for a short time.
Children's hospitals across our state have operated at high capacity levels for months. Doctors say the solution is to build a new freestanding children's hospital. The hospital would be the first of its kind in North Carolina. The project is still in its early stages, but it will likely be built here in the Triangle. Dr. Stephanie Davis with UNC Children's is among those spearheading efforts to get the new hospital built. She explained it will be needed in the coming years as the state's population continues to grow and more rural hospitals are closing their pediatric wards.
All the children would be cared for in the freestanding hospital. We would still see some children through our emergency room here, and we would still have deliveries here, so we would take care of newborns. So that is ultimately what it will look like. And we're looking at approximately a 500-bed children's hospital, 100 for mental health.
The state has already invested $320 million into what is expected to be over $2 billion for the project. The hospital likely won't open its doors until around 2030. A new proposed bill in Australia allows workers to ignore their bosses if they call them after work hours. It's called the Right to Disconnect Bill. The Australian Senate passed it yesterday. Workers could ignore calls and messages from their bosses outside of work hours. Some business leaders call it an overreach, while supporters say it's a good way to promote work-life balance. Similar laws are in place in a few European countries.
Well, today we'll learn where the future ACC championship events will be held. Commissioner Jim Phillips will make the announcement during a news conference at 2 this afternoon coming out of Charlotte. The WREO sports team will have all the details in our later newscasts. Well, this was the scene at San Jose Mineta International Airport as 49ers fans make their pilgrimage to Vegas for the Super Bowl. There were two flights from San Jose to Vegas last night, and the fans were all suited up. Tickets to the big game cost thousands of dollars. So many fans are headed there for the festivities leading up to the big game.
Carowinds is getting ready for a new season just over a month away now, and the amusement park will open March 9th. Carowinds has nearly 60 rides, shows, and attractions, and they say people will be able to ride that famous Fury 325. You might remember all the drama last year when the ride was shut down due to a crack in its support beam. Gold season pass members can get access for the entire 2024 season. Season pass holders also get free parking, discounts, and more.
A group of goats are helping uncover the history of a North Carolina cemetery. Wednesday afternoon, more than three dozen goats were dropped off at the Oakdale Cemetery in Washington, North Carolina. The goal is to clear the ground for restoration and archaeological investigations into a burial site which is tied to the founding of that city.
Without the people buried here, Washington probably wouldn't exist because Sheriff Thomas Bonner and his wife, Father James Bonner, who is the founder of City of Washington, they and their descendants were not only patriots and revolutionaries, but they were legislators and people who did a lot of governmental work and were actively involved in all aspects of this community.
What a lesson in state history. The next step, once all the brush is cleared, is to locate all the graves and tombstones. The goats were actually brought there from Raleigh. They will spend 1 week at the cemetery.
Give them a little time, they'll knock down that whole field right there. Before we head off to break, we are looking at the winning lottery numbers in the NC Education Lottery, and we'll get another check on weather and traffic as well next.